So today I'm sitting around the QTH and licking my wounds kind of thing, you know. Parts of my body are a little achy. back to you, Paul, V8 Rachel Wine.
Yeah, I got a really nice video of some fellow riding on a rail trail, so that made me smile for sure. That's an excellent trail. Thank you for sharing that experience with me. And as for today, it sounds more like recharge. You know, charging your batteries up for another day. Is that right, Henry? Go ahead.
Yeah, I think you're right. Forget licking the wounds. It's recharging the batteries. That's it. I like that one. Yeah. What you saw in the video is pretty well the trail. There's some sections that are more tree covered. Some sections are a little less bush on both sides. So it's a variety of plants. There's even some wildflowers and stuff you ride by and you can smell them. I'm talking about this rail trail, but I'm sure a lot of rail trails are a lot like it. The only thing that I don't care for, it's really straight. Well, even the bends are used to be a train track, so but I'll take it. I've been using it for maybe 20 years now and enjoying it. And the Essex Conservation or Essex Recreation Conservation Authority, IRCA, I think, really maintains it really well. They trim back vegetation that's too close to the trail so that it never encloses. It doesn't encroach into the trail, that kind of thing. So it adds to safety in that. Anyway, VE3 ISC, VA3 at your wine.
Yeah, it looks great, Henry. If a con is that it tends to be straight, which railways do when they can, the pro is they tend to be level, so maybe a bit too straight, but nice and level, so it's a trade-off, and it's I've ridden lots of rail trails and enjoyed every mile of them, so it was good of you to share. Yeah, I can't ride much anymore. My knees don't like the bicycle, but darn it, I miss riding the trail, so thanks for taking me along for the ride. Thank you, Henry.
VE3 IFC. Yeah, VA3 is one returning. Yeah, I thought you'd enjoy it. I mean, it's like a 45-second video, so, but nevertheless, it gives you an idea of what it looks like, and but you're already familiar with them. I meant to ask you, did you go for the canoe ride with your wife?
Oh my gosh, man. You have a good memory. Well, as it turned out, there were big thunderheads overhead, and there was actually a bit of thunder and lightning, so we stayed off the water, but we went for a good long hike in the provincial park instead. So it wasn't a paddle, it was a hike, but outside all afternoon, either way. So we got to go along the shoreline on the hike. So waves coming in and paddling a canoe is great as long as it's not too lumpy, if you know what I mean. We always wear life jackets, of course, but the water can get too lumpy and then it's not worth the risk. I don't want to be a headline in the newspaper. You understand that. So a hike was second best, but all good, Henry. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, you know, if I'd have been in your situation and thunder clouds or thunder was coming, that invites, that means lightning would be coming. I wouldn't want to be in an aluminum canoe out in the water. For some reason, I just wouldn't feel comfortable doing that. So wise thing to do, Paul, is to go for a walk instead through the park. Well done. Good choice. Because, like you said, you don't want to be in make the headlines. Anyway, thought I'd give you a shout. I heard you calling for a meal. Yeah, I heard you calling for a meal. I just turned the radio on about, 10 minutes ago or so. Got the tail end of the net and thought I'd give you a shout. I'll let you go, Paul. Enjoy the rest of the afternoon and we'll talk again. VA3HOI.
Yeah, fine business, Henry. I do remember enough of my electrical theory to know that aluminum is a conductor, and a pretty good one at that. Not quite as good as copper, but to conduct it nonetheless. So you're right. I plan to live a little longer, Henry, and so yeah. Thank you. Thanks for turning your radio on. Thanks for being there. You're a good friend, Henry. Thank you. VE3 IFC is clear.
Yeah, 73 Paul, VA3 HOI.